Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you that you are our mighty Savior, our mighty God, our mighty Deliverer. You are everything. You're our healer. Lord, you are so great and magnificent. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the precious word of the living God. To think that we have this mighty book that it's an owner's manual. It tells us everything about life, and we're so grateful for this book. Now, Lord, as we talk about this book and the stories we're going to talk about today, may you reveal to us Scripture, and may you reveal to us what our problem is and how to get set free from our problem. Lord, we praise you and give you glory and honor as we come to you today, and thank you for revealing yourself as we discuss your mighty word today, in Jesus' name. Well, today we're going to talk again about some of these mighty deliverances. As Pastor Ricky Smith has, before he became a pastor, was a school teacher, and how he had special children that had a behavior problem, and they were sent to be managed by them and other teachers that worked in that same department with him. And as we have talked this week about some of these children that were absolutely people that nobody could take control of and handle, as he has cast demons out of these children and set them free, we'll see how their lives have totally been changed. Well, let me tell you, folks, that's the problem with people that are uncontrollable. It doesn't make any difference, if you're a child or an adult. You have a problem with what's called demons in the Word of God. And these demons come to kill, steal, and to destroy. So when you begin to understand that if you're not able to walk in a love relationship and be obedient to God's word and to serve him, more than likely, you have one of these things hanging on to you. He's either oppressing you, depressing you, or tormenting you from within you. So today we're going to talk about some three young boys and maybe a young girl. We're going to try to get in as many testimonies as we can today. And I'm going to let Pastor Ricky tell you about some of these cases and how he got involved with these and the changes that he was able to make in these people's life, even not as a pastor, but as a school teacher, and how he changed these people's lives. So you need to listen very close today, because if you have children that are uncontrollable, you may learn some things that might help you set your children free. Pastor Ricky, good to have you with us again today, brother.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and it's good to share just the changes that God has made in some young people's lives, and hopefully that these young people are going to continue on and change other people's lives because they've got a testimony. I'll start with the three young men that they were all from the height of about 5'8 to 6'2 in height, weighed anywhere from 230 to 250 pounds, big boys. I can say that they all three came out of gangs. One of them came that if you're going to stereotype and say, don't meet this kind of guy in the back alleys, this was one of those guys. Very violent, very aggressive, very big, and very serious. He was probably one of those. He didn't just want to be a gang leader. This young man was a gang leader. They were in a foster care, picked up off streets. This is probably their one last stopping point. If they did not get things under control at this point in their life, they were going to go wind up into a youth state penitentiary, basically what you want to say. It's not a state school. It's a state penitentiary for these violent offenders. As these boys began to get violent, one of them, because our system was very strict, very rigid, coming into that type of discipline was not a part of their atmosphere. They were come from a very liberal, free, running, violent behavior where they ruled the turf. And then they had to come under submission to these rules, and we didn't bend for the safety of everybody. It did not sit well with them. These boys scream, holler, threat. We're going to tear the building down, going to tear somebody up, those type of things. And, they were serious. They were plenty big enough to do it and had plenty of experience to do these things. And, when you start looking beyond the physical, why are they acting this way? What's in their past? What's in their future? what's going on right now, when you begin to wonder what's in the heart, quit looking at the mind. You know, anybody can look at the mind. It can hear the voices, hear the words, and make something out of that. But when you look beyond, and I've learned to look into the spiritual side of it first, and then worry about and try to concern myself with the other aspects of it, the physical anybody can see. But the spiritual takes some discernment. And when you don't see the fruits of God's Spirit from His Word, peace, love, joy, happiness, you know there's something there. There's a lie. There's a spirit that's laying there, tormenting and keeping them from this, whoever it is, from whatever God's trying to do in their life. These young men became violent. At one point, it was reported that the home that they were living in, they destroyed it, kicking out windows, tearing up doors, furniture. It took 5 to 7 or more officers from the area to subdue these young men. They wind up coming into our school system. They couldn't behave. We put them in an isolation class where I and others mainly dealt with them, pretty isolated. And in that, these boys began to, in a kind of quiet, calm, subdued area, they were able to kind of open up and began to talk, and we kind of find out some of these boys had gone to church, but they never got any substance out of it. It was going to church, just what you did on Sunday, just what you did. Everybody else did it. It's what your mom did, your grandpa did, and you did it. You didn't know why. But the seeds that were planted by somebody come back. These young men were with us about 3 months. They had serious problems. One had been really, he had a lot of anger, violence because of his anger, and because he had been seriously hazed through a rival gang and some supposedly friends too. It was really bad. But these young men, as we began to minister to them, show them the love of God, reveal to them and call up the little boys inside, the little peace-loving young men, the spirit that God put in there to begin with, these young men changed. And I'll end with the story that the one young man I saw sometime later, he got saved. It changed his life. He found forgiveness that he'd never thought he'd ever. He is all about revenge up till that point. He was destined to revenge on these boys. Last time I heard, he was had a job, making a living. 18 years old. They're on their way out. They're going to be out here with you and me. If we don't change their lives while they're still students and they're still under control, they're going to be out in our lives. They're going to be driving cars. They're going to be working, serving around us. Another young man had tattoos. He got put in another care where the foster parents were going to wind up helping him get his tattoos removed. That's how much the Lord had moved on his heart and changed him. He went to a Christian home. The other young man, the young man that was going to destroy and tear up everybody and could if he wanted to, the day he was there about 3 months, and as he went to leave, they come to pick him up, and he was hiding. He'd step behind the wall so they couldn't find him, as if they couldn't find him. And I had built a great rapport, great fellowship with this young man, and I says, okay, it's time to go. And he says, well, I don't want to. And I said, hold on just a minute. This is the same young man who was going to kick out the doors and wreck the building. He says, yeah, but Mr. Smith, I've changed. And I said, yeah, you have. But I knew where that change had come from. The ministry that we had done to those young men soaked in, made a difference in their life. And like I told him, yeah, you have changed. And now go and take that, what you've learned, and go be a leader for others and change their lives. And I truly want to believe that young man did. He left there with peace, not violence, with love, with a tear in his eye. A man that would have ripped your hat, bit you in two, a young man. And, those type of testimonies, I know teachers who've had maybe somebody they've taught 30 years of school, and they come back and they have one person come back and say, you made a difference in my life. Well, I'm grateful that God has made a difference in so many lives and used me and His Word to do it, and graced enough to be a part of it. One of the most frightening things for many people was we had a young lady that was about 180 pounds, big girl, 5'8", 180 pounds, pretty big herself. She was in a classroom one day, and I hear this rumbling, bumping, and we had hardwood floors. You could hear the knocking on the floor, the big sonic boom type noise. And I left the edge of my classroom, walked over, and one of the teachers, who you would have thought was a spirit-filled Pentecostal you know, Holy Ghost filled young servant of the Lord, he come running out of the room. And he called the young lady's name, and I thought he was talking about one of the teachers who had a fit. And I thought, oh, okay, well, if it's that teacher having a fit, that's common, you know. So I went back to my classroom and didn't think no more about it. Later on, this young lady had another fit in another teacher's classroom. Kind of find out what she had done was they began telling me what the fit was she stood up in the middle of the classroom, stiffened up just like a board, and fell out face forward with one fall, just like a tree. She fell and hit the floor one solid hit, and it shook the building when she hit and got everybody's attention. And they, every one of them that saw it will testify that whenever she got up, she rose straight back up. And they said, I'll tell you, I swear to you, her knees never touched the floor. Her hands didn't touch the floor. And she rose straight back up. It was frightening enough that when the students saw it, they all went back to the corner room like a bunch of sheep and herded up in the corner and scared them. The other one was, I heard the teacher was talking about it. He says, I don't know what's wrong with that girl, but she sat down on my floor, just fell into a cross-leg squat and sat down there. And he said the most awful groan come out of her, out from deep inside of her. He said, I don't know what's wrong with her. And she got up and went on, and she was happy. And, you know, when the Word tells you that, when you start looking at the spiritual side of it, then you know that spiritually, demons can see spiritual beings like our spirit. And that young lady was always the nicest and most cordial thing around me because of the light that shines in my life. That darkness that was in her stayed hid when she was around me. I thank the Lord for that privilege, though, to see the difference, because others didn't have that light shining.
So that just goes to show you, folks, that many, many people that we know have had demons, still have demons. I have delivered many, many people, just like Pastor Ricky. He has delivered many people, both when he was just a school teacher and now as a pastor of a church. He is going out into the area, teaching the Word of God, healing the sick, getting people saved, and casting out demons. And what a privilege to see a young man that has that kind of knowledge that will go out and allow the King to use him so mightily for the kingdom of God. But when you learn that demons are our problems, and when you learn that as Christians and as sons of God and daughters of God, we have authority over these things, and we don't have to yield to their promptings through our mind, because our mind is the battleground. We must know God's Word. We must walk in obedience to His Word to stay free from these wicked spirits. If you'd like copies of video or audio teachings on these things, give us a call at 940-242-2106. Or we'd invite you out to our church, the Living Savior, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon, and we really do get to see the King do some wonderful things in our church. So whatever you do, come visit us, expecting the King to do miracles for you.